Courtney, do we know yet if the ceasefire has already begun?
Yeah, Tom, we just received confirmation that the U.S. military has ordered all offensive operations in Iran to cease effective immediately. That according to two U.S. officials. Now, this as President Trump has announced and posted on social media that the ceasefire is still subject to Iran agreeing to a complete and immediate opening of the Strait of Hormuz. But Iran put out a statement that they see the agreement as including the controlled passage through the Strait of Hormuz, coordinated with the Iranian armed forces and granting Iran a unique economic position. Remember, in the past few weeks, Iran has charged tolls to ships who are looking for a safe passage through that critical waterway in the strait. So it's not clear if Iran intends to continue that practice. President Trump also saying the U.S. has met or exceeded their military objectives in Iran. And while the U.S. has conducted strikes on more than 13,000 targets in Iran during this five-week war, Iran has proven they can still target allies in the region every single day, including striking civilian infrastructure and military targets. Right now, roughly half of Iran's ballistic missile launchers are still intact, and thousands of one-way attack drones remain in its arsenal, according to a U.S. official and a person briefed on the matter. And in fact, multiple Iranian missile stockpiles buried deep underground are still intact. And Iran was able to shoot down a U.S. F-15 fighter jet last week and inflict damage on multiple other U.S. military aircraft during the search and rescue operations. In the case of the F-15, they used a heat-seeking shoulder-fire missile, proving that one person with a relatively simple weapon can wreak havoc on the U.S. military there for days. Also proving Iran's military has been damaged, but they are not destroyed.